There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're talking tax now on the Business Breakfast. The Gulf could see the most growth in tax technology of any region over the next decade. That's what they reckon at Deloitte. We are joined by Jason Ritchie, who's the Deloitte Middle East Tax Management Consultant Leader for the consultancy. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Big picture, why is this region seeing, or why are we set to see, so much growth in tax technology?
It's a great question. I think a couple things. If you look at the large scale transformation, we call tax transformation, that's happened in this region in the past couple of years. You see the implementation of VAT just almost 2 years ago, coming up on in three countries and a few more countries to go, and other taxes threatening to be sort of on the horizon. So you're seeing large scale tax transformation happening, and then you're also seeing a lot of companies and government entities that haven't had to deal with tax before, adapting, and we're predicting adapting new, agile, cost-effective technologies to manage that tax transformation. So you put those two points together, and it really is, or they really are catalysts for what we're watching around the globe to happen in the GCC region as a bit of an explosion from a tax technology perspective.
Yeah. So we're starting from a low base, basically. Mm-hmm. Does that mean that we get to do what people always say is the advantage of technology-wise starting from a low base and leapfrog a lot of early technology?
I think so, for sure. I think even if you draw, you know, all those comparisons to countries that didn't have landlines, and when they brought in cell phone technology, they were able to leapfrog, you know, decades of infrastructure. I think it's a very, very similar analogy to what's happening here. You know, you have organizations, really sophisticated organizations in Dubai and other parts of the Middle East that really frankly haven't had tax departments, they haven't had tax functions, they haven't had to think about tax. So instead of having, you know, 100 years or decades even of infrastructure and people and departments and antiquated processes that they need to revise and think about from a technology perspective, they can really start from scratch and implement best of breed technology today and do things differently than others have done.
Here's my question, though, having a look at your numbers. Are we moving fast enough? 80% of the people that you surveyed said that their organizations currently weren't automated when it came to tax. And the VAT has nearly been in now for 2 years.
Yeah, it is a bit of a scary statistic. And I'll throw one more at you, one that we collected a lot of data when we did our tax labs over the past couple of months. One statistic in addition to that we didn't publish was about 50% of the companies that we surveyed in the region didn't feel they had sophisticated technology to get data out of the system to accurately file tax returns. So that's 50% of the companies not feeling comfortable in what they're reporting from a perspective when they file their VAT returns and other tax returns.
How is that even possible? I mean, on the 1st of January, we will celebrate, if indeed celebrate, the thing that one does, 2 years of VAT in the UAE. And before that 2 years even started, do you know what I mean? The FTA was warning everyone, telling them to get their ducks in the row. We all knew it was coming. How are people at that point?
Even when you look at the global statistics, they're better, but they're not a whole lot better. I think the reality is, you know, and I've been doing this for quite some time, most sophisticated companies have issues from a tax perspective, not because they don't understand the rules, right? We all like to say the tax rules are complicated, and of course they are. Most companies make mistakes from a tax perspective because the systems just aren't giving them the right amount of data to file tax returns accurately. You raise a good point. I think it is a complicated tax, as easy as VAT could be perceived to be. It's a complicated tax when you put all the data together. And mapping data to get the right amounts out of the system so that you can file accurate tax returns is in fact a complicated job.
But the software is getting easier and better. I mean, look at what we've seen in the last couple of years. Companies like Xero, for example, making it, you know, not necessarily that you have to have a team of accountants putting
it together. I think you raise a great point with that. And certainly what we try to do when we talk to companies is to sort of navigate that plethora. I mean, I think at last count, there are probably over 50 to 60 different kinds of technologies purporting to be tax engines, tax tools that sort of help you manage the tax function. We always say as a best practice, you know, do as much, not to be too IT geeky early in the morning, but do as much as you can in your sort of native ERP environment, do as much as you can in your native environment so that you can protect it. I think to be completely transparent, a lot of organizations have maybe rushed To put on additional tools to manage the tax function without sort of cleaning the data in the first place. So it really is, it's not overly complicated, but there is a little bit of a methodology how you would deploy a more controlled or risk-managed environment to manage tax.
Well, so a number of companies and organizations and individuals might see taxes as a negative for their business. Is there also opportunity? Because the only reason I'm asking that is this latest report from LinkedIn, the Emerging Jobs Report. We were quite surprised to see tax specialists up there in the top five of that. So this is an opportunity, not just for companies, but for individuals as well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you look at, even myself, I'm a story or an example of this. Lots of people that are in the region coming from elsewhere to move here and sort of help out with what's happening in this region from a tax perspective. So for sure, there's a large employment boom, I would say, around helping organizations and people and governments even in the region understand tax. But back to your point around even for companies, if you look at VAT as an example, I mean, it isn't really properly, in most situations anyway, a cost for businesses. It's an administrative burden, if nothing else. And the real advantage is to make sure, like in most scenarios, when you're paying tax, that you pay the right amount of tax. You don't pay too much. So using technology not only helps you figure out how much you should be collecting and reporting, but also helps you figure out how much you should be paying and hopefully not overpaying. Mm. So there is a real cost benefit analysis to making sure that, you know, when you're paying tax, when you're acquiring goods and services in the case of VAT, you're not overpaying VAT, but you're also recovering it in the right sort of cost-effective manners as well.
Thank you very much for joining us on the Business Breakfast this morning. Jason Rich, the Deloitte Middle East Tax Management Consulting Leader, we appreciate your time.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.